Well, this is show 40, the final Angler and Hunter radio show for 2015. This past season was a busy one, starting with the Moose Project and ending off with the long-awaited Spring Bear announcement. I have breaking news from the MNRF that you really need to hear, so don't go away.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter radio show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Rob McGowan from the OFAH is in studio with an update on the invading species, Water Soldier. Leslie Goodwin, editor-in-chief of Ontario Outdoors Magazine, drops by to talk about the magazine, past, present, and looking ahead to 2016. Angelo Lombardo, executive director of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, talks about the year in review, plus breaking news from the MNRF on Lake Scugog, all on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in the blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you can save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 at select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by checking out your options at flemingcollege.ca.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings.
So I guess we're all aware of the fact that there's some species in the province of Ontario now that are invasive species. Different types of, whether they be plants or animals or fish, whatever, that have got into our environment that are, in some cases, causing some real issue. And with all the innocence in the world, sometimes people do things that is destructive without meaning any harm, so to speak. But we do have a water-type plant called a water soldier. And for some of you listeners listening to Angler and Hunter Radio, you've probably heard of these before. And they were detected in around the Trent River area some time ago. Joining me today is Rob McGowan from the invasive species part of the OFAH. And he's here to talk about these water soldiers now. And Rob, in relation to what I was just talking about, I mean, however they got there is not really an issue.
No, not anymore. It's the plant's been here for 8 years. It was detected in 2008 in the Trent River, just west of Highway 30. Yeah, it's upsetting that it's here. But what we really want to focus on is, how do we get rid of it?
And yeah. Yeah, so not only how we get rid of it, but and the bigger message is, how do we stop this from happening in the future?
Right.
So I guess pretty simply for our listeners, if you've got some leftover minnows at the end of the day, or if you have a plant in your water garden or something that you don't necessarily want anymore, don't let it go. Don't let it go somewhere where it doesn't belong. That'll help us in the future. But for now, I've just been sitting in the studio here. You've been the one out in the boat. What have you done up till now? It's been a long, arduous process.
Yeah. So, I came on to the project in the spring of 2014 and started up the monitoring and surveillance end of things, through leading it out of the Ontario Federation of Angus Hunters in conjunction with the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry. And so last year we ran a pilot project where we treated 50 hectares of water soldier between Lake Seymour and Crow Bay.
Okay.
And we saw some success from that. So we moved forward to 2015. We broadened our monitoring and surveillance. So in 2014, we sampled around 6,000 intercept points. So basically, we overlay the water body with a grid, and every intercept point on that grid has a unique identifier.
Okay.
So we did about 6,000 or so in 2014. In 2015, we expanded that, and we've done approximately 20,000 this year, just to up our detection rate.
20,000 plants?
20,000 point intercepts.
Oh, okay.
That we've sampled. So we stop on the point intercept, and we take some information. Is there water soldier present?
I see.
What's the abundance of water soldier?
Okay.
Right? So we've tripled our scope.
Yeah.
Over the 2015 season.
What have you found over the last 2 years? Increase, decrease, stable?
We've seen a little bit of increase.
Okay.
But with that said, with the areas that were treated, we did see decrease. So running the pilot control project in 2014 gave us a lot of good information. We saw that we treated certain areas, and we saw a great success.
Okay.
But the areas that weren't treated, obviously, they grew.
Right.
And they expanded a little bit. But not too much. So we were looking at a total of 150 hectares of water soldier between Crow Bay and Lake Seymour in 2014.
Right.
And this year, we saw about 160 hectares of water soldier between Crow Bay and Lake Seymour.
Right. So as far as treating goes, is this like a spray, or do you pick them? What are some of the techniques you use to try and get these out of our water course?
So if we are talking about monitoring and surveillance, and my crew and I are out and about, and we see, a new plant in a new area,
mm-hmm.
we'll hand pull it, and we'll go back and make sure that those populations aren't coming back.
I see.
And then, if it's large populations, it's better suited for the herbicide treatment.
Okay. Okay, so hand pulling, herbicide, any mechanical devices or masks, for areas that are maybe, like you say, they haven't been treated yet. Do you have another system that you can use for that?
So yeah, so this year in 2015, we had a grant from the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change, and we contracted a mechanical harvester on Lake Seymour.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, a mechanical harvester is a machine that kind of scoops up the plant, essentially, and basically, I guess, over the 5-day, 7-day period that the mechanical harvester was out there, he cleared out 190 cubic yards of water soldier, and that covered about 2 acres of surface area of water.
Wow.
So it's a great tool for somebody that wants to remove water soldier immediately from their property.
Right.
But in terms of a large scale eradication program, it's costly, and it's really, you know, the money would be better spent somewhere else than rather.
So it would be like a maintenance kind of thing.
It would be a maintenance thing. So if you have a landowner who is, they have water soldier in their front of their property and their waterfront, and they are, you know, not happy with as quick as we're working. And,
right.
They have options. They could apply for a permit from Parks Canada. They could hire a mechanical harvester to come remove water soldier from their property.
Right. Okay. So this is an actual business that somebody has out there.
Yeah,
pretty interesting stuff.
It is.
More from Rob McGowan from the OFAH on Water Soldier after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in the blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the 2 giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by checking out your options at FlemingCollege.ca.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my chat with Rob McGowan from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters on Water Soldier.
Sounds like the stuff that you're monitoring, you've got a grip on. Things seem to be going well there. Maybe for next year, what are you looking at? More monitoring, I guess?
Yeah, well, monitoring is very important. How can you treat something if you don't know the extent and distribution of it? So we could be concentrating on Lake Seymour and thinking that we're doing a great job cleaning all of the water soldier up from there. But what about you know, Trent River's a river system. It's a flowing system.
Yeah.
And Water Soldier floats.
So, oh, okay. So it's a floating type plant.
You know, there's a lock system, and Water Soldier can get through these lock systems either, you know, just on the river being a vector, or on boats, or, you know, there's multitudes of ways.
So there's lots of ways for it to move around.
Right.
Another challenge for you in terms of its effect on biodiversity. Obviously, it gets its footing somewhere. We have native water plants. How does it get along with them? Like, what does it do? Does it have an adverse effect on these things right away, or is it a long-term thing?
Long-term, well, we're looking at 160 hectares in 8 years. I think that's
right.
Exponential growth.
Okay.
That's pretty quick. Mm-hmm. In terms of what effects it has on native plants, it displaces native plants. So Water Soldier, typically what we found in these Trent River system anyway, is it likes the areas between 1 and 1.5 meters. But we have found it as deep as almost 3 meters.
Oh, okay.
So you're looking at all your back bays, all your fish spawning habitat, all your waterfowl habitat is being taken over by Water Soldier. And it forms dense monocultures, which means that's the only thing that grows there.
Right.
So it just displaces all your native, you know, what do you typically find in a back bay?
Your lily pads, and arrowheads.
Your arrowheads. And... Yeah, I love arrowheads. And, you know, it just, they're still there, but in very minimal amounts.
So this is habitat for fish and birds and all different types of things.
Right.
Something that is being compromised. So maybe out of your scope, but has MNRF done an ecology report on the lake?
I'm not sure. I know that when we do our monitoring protocol, we do take species accounts, not only of Water Soldier, but
right.
any other native species that are present.
Yeah.
So we kind of, over the last 2 years, have done that. And we're starting to build up a database of what's present where.
Right.
And with all these point intercepts having unique values and unique GPS positionings, we know what's there.
Right, right.
So we can, year to year, see how the data is changing,
mm-hmm.
and we can almost form some trends and say, okay, so Water Soldier was here, but it wasn't here, and then next year,
what happened to these plants?
What happened to these plants? And there's some Water Soldier here.
So, looking ahead to next year, has any plans come down the pipes yet, or is it still a little early?
Well, right now we're in the process of applying for funding, and we are planning to do our post-treatment efficacy. Protocol, which we go out and we determine how effective the herbicide treatment was. So we did do a herbicide treatment in 2015 in mid-October, and we hired a company called Allied Biological.
Okay.
And they came up from the States, and they had 3 airboats and 1 skiff, and they treated 146.5 hectares in less than 36 hours.
Right.
So...
So, and this is a long, drawn-out process. I guess you won't see any fruits of that labor until spring.
Right. So, basically, we're going to let the herbicide take its effect.
Right.
And in the spring is where we're hoping to see the results of that treatment.
Wow. Okay. And so, I mean, that's all good information. And, it, you know, for all you listeners out there, this is a serious thing. And the OFAH takes invasive species seriously. And you know, we're very proactive with this type of thing. But... what can our listeners do on a broad base and on a focused level, not only with Water Soldier, but for any invasive species, identification, et cetera, what can they do?
Learn how to identify the invasive species that are in Ontario. And if you see something weird, we have a hotline you can call.
And that is?
It's 1-800-563-7711, or you can go to www.invadingspecies.com.
So our listeners for sure can go to www.ofah.org under invasive species for lots more information. And we also have EdMaps.
Yes, EdMaps. So EdMaps is a desktop program, or you can get the app for your smartphone or your Android, and you can make reports of invasive species from the exact spot it is. And it takes GPS coordinates, and you take a picture of the plant and you send it, and it's verified by our experts.
And our listeners are, I mean, you guys and gals out there, you're our eyes and ears on the ground. You're going to be the first ones to see this type of thing and the ones that can report it. So thanks for all your efforts so far, Robert.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And we look forward to 2016, bigger and better things with the eradication of water soldiers.
Looking forward to it.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Leslie Goodwin, editor-in-chief of Ontario Outdoors Magazine, drops by to talk about the past, present, and looking ahead to 2016 after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by checking out your options at flemingcollege.ca.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
So joining us today is Leslie Goodwin, editor-in-chief of Ontario Outdoors Magazine. How are you doing, Leslie?
I'm doing really well. Thank you, Randy.
Yeah, I guess the deer season is starting to wind down now, and by the time the listeners are listening to this, the actual gun season will be over. I hear you got out a few times.
I did get out, and my hunting party did get a doe, so it was a great day.
Awesome. You've been doing well this year with the turkeys and the deer. I don't know how you kind of juggle the time around between working and hunting and that, but very good. Very, very good.
Well, you make time. You make time because it's important.
It really is. So I mean, what inspired you to get involved in the outdoors? Where did this all start? Where was the twinkle in your eyes?
Yeah. I have always spent every single day of the summer at my cottage. So one of those early memories you have as a kid, one of my early memories is being in a tent, which I now know was the tent that we stayed in while my parents and grandparents built the cottage. So I've been catching frogs and snakes and, you know, fishing with bread and corn and whatnot since I can remember. I literally can't remember not doing it. But I had never hunted or fished with anybody who really knew what they were doing. I've just recreationally enjoyed fishing. So that's sort of always been a part of my life. We still have the cottage. My sisters and I own it now, but here we are 55 years later, and it's still a part of my life. So the outdoors was always very, very dear to me and that lifestyle. The fishing and hunting, you know, at this level only came along when I joined the Federation about 8 years ago.
Yeah, and when you came to the Federation, you didn't come in the capacity of Editor-in-Chief of Ontario Outdoors. What were you doing at that time?
Well, I came as a communications coordinator, and I had come from Kawartha Conservation, which is a conservation authority. So I certainly was very involved and interested in becoming more knowledgeable in fisheries management and wildlife management and habitat and whatnot, water quality. But I was commuting. And a colleague handed me, at that point, it was a print from the newspaper, a print ad that said the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters was looking for a communications person. And so the job was a bit of a an expansion of what I was doing. You know, it was province-wide, and it seemed a really interesting thing to investigate. So I applied, and luckily I was the one chosen.
Yeah, and that led to editor-in-chief of this massive magazine and this huge team. I mean, what's the circulation at now?
Oh, I think we're around 90,000, something like that.
90,000 people in Ontario.
With newsstand subscribers, yeah.
That's, that's huge, and it's gone digital, so you've taken it to some new levels. And it's been, you know, in a very short period of time, you've accomplished a lot, Leslie. With that all being said, highlights. What's the biggest part of it all? What's the one thing you remember the most?
Well, I have to sort of right off the bat say that I have accomplished nothing on my own, that it is a team, and it is absolutely a team effort and a team achievement. So I guess one of the highlights is working with such wonderful people.
Yeah.
My editorial team is fantastic. You know, they're managing it. We're small. We're really small.
Yeah.
We're a managing editor, an art director, and a digital content editor full-time. So there's just the four of us. And then we've got a travel editor, a news editor, and a senior editor who are contract. So they're definitely contributors and important, but we're a real small team. And then we have about a stable of 30 writers and contributors, and beyond that, photographers. So working with those people is a real joy.
So, and that's it. That's the highlight of your work experience. Now, what about your outdoor experience?
Well, this is a wonderful part of being in this industry, and especially of being the editor, because I do have the most wonderful invitations. I was bear hunting this fall for the first time. I was able to go with a hunting party to hunt deer. I've been taken fishing. You know, it's just, people are so generous.
Yeah,
so
it's
generous.
Just one thing after another.
It is. I had a fly casting lesson from a certified casting instructor, Rick Warwood, and it was amazing. I mean, that's on my list now. You know, it's there's just so many wonderful things. The Women's Outdoor Weekend was a wonderful experience. Met lots of great women. We had good fun. I got into fly tying, and now I'm very interested in that. I mean, there's so many things to be interested in the outdoors. You can't really do them all, but I try.
You're right. And you know what? You touched on a nerve there, because really, when in anything that you do, but with the outdoors, whether it be fishing or hunting or something in between, the learning part of it is the part that we enjoy the most.
And I find that, yeah.
Yeah, and I think when you know everything is when, you know, it's over. It's
well,
done.
That'll never be the case for
me. But it isn't. You know what, Leslie? Even for the highest level of professional hunting or fishing guys or whatever, they're always learning. They're always learning and observing new things and absorbing new information. And that's the nice thing about the outdoors, is there's nothing really static about it. It's dynamic. It's always changing.
We will return with more Angler and Hunter Radio in just a moment.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by checking out your options at FlemingCollege.ca.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news. As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Leslie Goodwin, editor-in-chief of Ontario Outdoors Magazine, is here to talk about the past, present, and looking ahead to 2016.
When I read the old magazines, I see that, you know, the way we fish is evolving and the way we hunt is evolving. You know, Things are changing over the, we're almost 50 years old. So reading old copies of the magazine, things do change.
It brings things into light. And with that all being said, I mean, we've got Ontario Outdoors, we've got digital Ontario Outdoors now. Mm-hmm. Now we're getting pretty close to 2016.
Yeah.
How do you top all this? I mean, where do you go from here?
Well, we want to continue that reader engagement. And Angelo Lombardo, who's the publisher, and myself attended a World Magazine conference in November, at the time flies. And it was fantastic for bringing for us into perspective what is happening in the magazine industry. And what's happening is so revolutionary and so rapidly expanding that we don't even call it magazine anymore. We call it media, because you don't just communicate with people with a print magazine anymore. We know ourselves, as small and as niche a market as we are, it's print, it's digital, it's web, newsletter. You know, there are so social media. We're communicating with people in many, many more ways than we ever were before. So for 2016, we're looking at just doing more of that, reaching people where they want to get their information. And we're learning as we go. And I think enthusiasts are finding new sources for information themselves. We have a huge library of videos, and we're adding to that. That's very appealing to people. I know when I'm learning something, I love to watch a video.
So do I.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
They're talking to me. They're showing me. I can stop it and start it, you know. So we have a big library, and we have just surpassed 1 million views.
Wow.
So people are going to the Ontario Ed Outdoors YouTube channel for information, and we want to build on that. We want to reach people on their mobile devices. We know that they are not just reading the print, and we are committed to print. So don't send me any letters saying, please don't give up print, because we're not giving up print. We love print. But digital is really important, too. Digital has surpassed our 1 year expectations, and it's still climbing. So that's great. And why not? Because our digital has all the same as print, plus videos in every issue and photo galleries. So,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's better than print in that way.
It is. You've added a new dimension to it.
Yeah.
You've given people better accessibility. And it allows you to put that personal touch in there. And I think there's nothing as a radio show host that I like to hear better than somebody's story.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if it's a four-year-old girl with a red and white float off her dock, or if it's somebody catching a world record fish or a world record deer or whatever. Shooting a world record deer, of course, not catching it.
Catching it. That would be quite the world record.
That would be if you could
manage
that.
Caught a deer with a bare hand.
I think that really adds, you know, that multi-dimension to your media. And like you say about print, you can't beat print. I mean, it's always there. You're invested in it. It's something that's always a reference for you, and without a doubt, proof's in the pudding, eh?
Well, we know people hold on to their magazines because we, several times a year, and now we have quite a good archive. So, you know, lately we've been saying thank you, but we can't take them. But several times a year, we're offered people's back issues of Ontario Ed of Doors, and they go back decades, and they've kept every copy.
Yeah.
Which is very endearing.
It is. You know what? The first time I was in Ontario to Doors was 19. I shouldn't say
you were young. I've seen it.
You've seen it.
You're just as good looking, but you were a little younger.
Yeah, just a little. Yeah. What, 1982 or 3 or something like that?
You're just a young man.
Yeah, my dad still teases me about that. So Ontario to Doors has been around a long time. I still remember reading the 22 Ontario hotspots.
Yeah.
And as a kid, that was a big thing because I wanted to know where I could go and catch the fish.
Yeah.
Well, now I can go on my digital dish and I not only can know where the spot is, but I can watch them catch fish there too. How
absolutely.
Cool is that?
Absolutely, you can. Yeah.
So anything else moving into 2016?
You know, we want to do more of the same. So we did go digital last year. So we have redesigned that, and we want to sort of give people the opportunity to just investigate that more and enjoy it more. We are tweaking the look of the website a little bit. That is not to say you're going to, you know, go one day and go, what happened to Ontario Doors? But just tweak it. It's been 3 years. When we launched, when I took over the job, we relaunched the website, and you know how fast things change. So it's going to get a bit of a tweak. And our free newsletter will also get a bit of a redesign.
Right.
We know thousands of people open that newsletter every month, and it links to stories on the website. So, you know, it's a quick, you open it up and in 30 seconds you see think 10 top things that we think you might enjoy on the website,
right.
And you click on them and it takes you right to it.
Nice.
So that newsletter is going to get a bit of a facelift.
Perfect. So how do our listeners who have not yet seen
up.
Or benefited from this great multimedia outdoor machine, mm-hmm. how do they find out more? Where do they go?
If they have a computer and the internet, they're just going to go to www.oodmag. So that stands for Ontario Out of Doors Mag. mag.com. So oodmag.com will get you to our homepage, and then the link to sign up for our newsletter is there.
And YouTube, they can
the link
YouTube.
To our videos are right on the homepage.
Oh, is it perfect?
Or there's a menu that says videos, you can go there.
Nice.
There's a link to digital, so if you're already a subscriber and you've forgotten, you've lost your email that tells you your issues in, you just go to the homepage and you click on digital and it takes you right there. You can go to the subscribe page and subscribe. The website is full of stuff. There's also the forum, and the forum gets hundreds of thousands, nearly 1 million hits every month. So
I've noticed on there, and you know, for you listeners who've never taken advantage of these type of forums, a great place to start, something as simple as where can I find a boat launch on Pigeon Lake?
Absolutely.
North End, and people on there are very helpful.
Very helpful.
I noticed they not only tell you, but they say if you go to this boat launch, the muskie fishing's good. If you go to this, I mean, really good information.
It's people sharing their passion.
Yeah.
So, you know, those who are contributing to the threads and posting on the threads are like-minded. So there's also, sometimes there's lively discussion, but there's also a lot of information sharing, as you're saying.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for dropping down to my humble abode here in the Heritage Center.
Oh, it's always such fun. And I hope that you and I will be out fishing or hunting before we talk again.
I hope so, too. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I got some vacation days left.
Good. Thanks, Randy.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Angela Lombardo, Executive Director of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, talks about the year in review after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty, and you can save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Global Star phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by checking out your options at FlemingCollege.ca.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Angela Lombardo, Executive Director of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. So, Angela, I'm sitting here looking at the table in front of you, and you got a big stack of papers. Could you pick a couple of files out of there that really, really have stood out this year?
Well, you know what, Randy? I know that over the course of the last 40 weeks or so that you have spoken to a number of our staff, and they've brought our listeners up to date on things that we're working on the wildlife side and on the fishery side. But I guess if I have to pick a couple of files that have taken up an enormous amount of time over the course of the last year would be Moose and Bear.
Yeah, Moose Project.
Yeah, Moose Project. If our listeners haven't done so yet, we have submitted comments both with phase one and phase two of the Moose Project. I urge you to log on to our website and see exactly what the OFH's position is on this. But all in all, really what it boils down to, Randy, is that we want to make sure that changes will generate the greatest benefit for the moose resource while at the same time minimizing the impact to licensed hunters.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense to me too. And you know, we're at the beginning of this file. You know, and being at the beginning of any file, you know, you never know how long it's going to take you. But one thing that the OFAH has proven in the past is once we get our claws into these, we don't let go of them. And I think a great example, if I could pick another one, not to bring up the three, but the black bear file.
Well, black bears is certainly something that isn't new, and it's been 17 years in the making. Back in 1999, the province of Ontario announced that they were going to cancel the spring bear hunt, and ever since that day, there's been no organization that has spent more time and money. We've taken this all the way to the Supreme Court to defend the rights of bear hunters in the province of Ontario.
Yeah, and we obviously had a big announcement in October.
Still lots of work to do, but we were certainly pleased, Randy, that the province of Ontario did announce an extension to the current pilot project, which will see an extension for an additional 5 years. Enhancements to the first 2 years of the pilot will include wildlife management units, all wildlife management units that feature a fall hunt. In addition, it'll include non-resident hunters. So that's good news, particularly for northern communities that rely on bear hunting activities to help drive their local economies.
Now you have the opportunity where you can actually go bear hunting in the spring. And then do your deer hunting in the fall, which is awesome.
It's a great opportunity. And, you know, this is still in the proposal stage, and I urge all OFH members, the entire hunting community, the government wants to hear from you. If you haven't already done so, please weigh in on the EBR. And to do so, very, very simple, go to www.ofah.org/, in lowercase, SBH. and then in uppercase EBR, and let the government of Ontario know that you support the spring bear hunt as well. Feel free to put in any personal comments on how important this is, not only to you as a resident of Ontario, but to the resource itself.
If you have any difficulty accessing it, please get in touch with us.
Absolutely, Randy. That's a great point. Mark Rickman, I know that you've spoken to on numerous occasions. Our senior wildlife biologist be more than happy to answer any questions you may have. And just a reminder to all those folks out there that deadline for submission is November 30th, so that's quickly approaching. So I urge all our members to weigh in on the EBR. And the other thing too, just as we're wrapping up the fall hunting season, Randy, I need to just remind all of our members how important it is to fill out and submit, whether it's a mandatory report or whether it's a respond back to some of these postcard surveys. Wildlife managers at the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry rely heavily on this information to help them make those management decisions, and it's extremely important, and it's something that this organization has supported for many, many years. So it only takes a few moments, so please, just a general reminder, mandatory reports are mandatory, so obviously please don't forget to submit those, but those postcard surveys are equally important, and the government of Ontario, the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, certainly relies on the information they receive through those reports to make some management decisions.
Yeah, as hunters, we rely on you, and the ministry relies on you as eyes and ears on the ground to help them to establish the general health and well-being of our wildlife. So take some pride in getting those forms done and getting them in a timely fashion. You've put together quite a machine here with radio and TV and magazine. What have we done this year with all these communication engines that we have?
Well, I certainly can't take all the credit for putting together these great communication properties, but yes, the OFH communicates extremely well, and we have the communication vehicles to do so. It's hard to believe, and I know you've had Mike Miller in on numerous occasions during the course of the year, but Angler and Hunter Television is in its 23rd year, believe it or not, 23 years and still going strong, and Mike Miller has done a great job since he joined A&H TV 5 years ago. He brings that fresh perspective. Mike is a techie type of guy, as you probably know, and he utilizes all the modern technology out there to make sure that the show is broadcast in the best way possible. He's put forth a bunch of different things, like the use of drones when he's doing his filming, captures some amazing footage. And I'm sure all of our viewers have noticed that on the intro of the program and actually the quality of the program. So he's done a phenomenal job with Angler and Hunter Television. And I know you spoke to him just a couple of shows ago, and we are on the heels of launching Season 24.
Wow.
Mike has some great hunting adventures to share, and we certainly hope that all our listeners tune into AHTV.
You don't want to miss it, listeners. There's some great sneak previews. Have a look on the internet at Angler and Hunter Television. Man, some of these hunts from next year, especially that he's alluded to me, Angela, are worth watching, that's for sure.
It's a must watch.
So moving on, we've got Ontario Out of Doors magazine. I mean, that's been around since I was a kid. You know what, I used to get Ontario Out of Doors magazine when I was a kid, and they had the 21 Ontario hotspots. And I mean, I would maybe go to one of them a year, but you know, you can only go so far on a bicycle.
Yeah.
But but it's, you know what? Great magazine. Still regionally, nothing comes close to it. And we've made Leslie Goodwin and the team down there at Ontario Out of Doors have done a lot in the last couple of years.
And you know what? In 2008, through the support of our board of directors, the OFH purchased Ontario Out of Doors magazine from Rogers Publishing, and we never looked back. It's a wonderful publication, and I know that we receive rave reviews from our members and subscribers and newsstand customers on a weekly basis. In 2014, with the launch of the Fall Hunting Annual, we did launch the digital edition of the magazine. And for those that haven't had the opportunity to experience that yet, I certainly encourage you to do so. The digital publication is not just a repeat of the print publication. There's added features in there, whether it's embedded video, links to a different site. So it really takes reading the magazine to the next level. And again, it's all about fishing, hunting, trapping in the outdoors. And I encourage all listeners, please drop by the newsstand or visit oodmag.com to subscribe today. It's certainly a must read for the outdoor enthusiasts.
In fact, just recently, we had some good news on the magazine.
We did, actually. Just last week, we were notified that Ontario Outdoors Magazine won the Canadian Online Publishing Award for OOD Digital. So that's great news. So obviously, our efforts have been recognized by the industry. And, you know, digital is something that was 4 years in the making, believe it or not. We looked at all kinds of different models and all kinds of different concepts, and we're pretty pleased on where we landed. And obviously, where we landed was the right decision. And our efforts have been recognized. So great news, and congratulations to the entire staff at OOD for putting together such a supreme product. And then again, the last communication vehicle, which is probably the newest one in the OFAH offering, is all about radio. And I know, Randy, you've done a wonderful job since taking the helm of the host of Angler and Hunter Radio, timely and topical, and you hit all aspects that our listeners like to hear about. And we're certainly pleased to have radio as part of the OFAH communication family, and we certainly look forward to what you know, the future holds for radio, and certainly look forward to what you know, what neat topics and areas that you'll focus on in 2016.
Yeah, so coming up, what's coming up?
We come back in the new year, we hit the ground running, and I need to remind all of our members of our upcoming 88th AGM, which will take place March 18th and 19th at the Hilton Mississauga Meadowvale,
right.
Obviously in Mississauga. It's a great place to come to connect with, you know, fellow outdoor enthusiasts, OFAH members. It's a great place to gain knowledge, and it's certainly a great place to celebrate our fishing and hunting heritage. So I encourage all our members to visit the website, OFAH.org, and check out conference, and hopefully your schedule will allow you to attend this year. I just want to, you know, at this point in time, thank all of our staff for their efforts. They come to work each and every day, and they give it 110%. I need to thank our board of directors. They're volunteers, and they provide the guidance that the organization requires. They set those strong policies that head office staff deliver on. But most of all, Randy, I want to thank our member base, committed, dedicated members, and we're, you know, 82,000 plus strong, and that's extremely important. We thank you for your passion, your commitment, and your dedication to the organization, and rest assured that in the years to come, the OFAH will always have the backs of anglers and hunters, and will not only do what's right for the resource, but will also make sure that fishing, hunting, and our outdoor traditions remain strong.
Have a look at OFAH.org. And see what we have to offer. The Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters has been around for a long time, and we're looking out for your needs and wants in the great outdoors. Angelo, thank you so much for coming out and joining us today.
Thanks, Randy. It's a pleasure.
Well, as the calendar turns to 2016, there will be changes to the Ontario fishery regulations that will take effect. Even if you are familiar with local fishing regulations, it is a good idea to consult the Ontario Fishing Regulation Summary each year to ensure there have not been any changes in your area. Amongst the regulation changes for 2016 is the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry's decision to close the walleye fishery on Lake Scugog year-round. Effective January 1st, 2016, as a result of the regulation change, no walleye fishing on Lake Scugog will be allowed until further notice. The season for other fish species are not affected by this decision, and Lake Scugog will remain open to recreational angling under current regulations. The MNRF has made a commitment to conduct surveys of habitat, spawning, and other factors to evaluate the causes of the walleye population decline, and will use this information in preparation of a rehabilitation plan. A rehabilitation plan for walleye in Lake Scugog will be developed to recommend further actions to recover the walleye population. For more information on the Lake Scugog walleye fishery closure, please visit www.ofah.org/Scugog walleye. Well, that wraps up another season of Angler and Hunter Radio. I would like to personally thank Yamaha Canada, Alumacraft, Canadian Tire, Camelus Knives, Cuda Cutlery, Ontario Out of Doors Magazine, Polaris, Quebec Outfitters, and you for supporting our conservation efforts. We'll be back in April. Until then, be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.